Katie had always wondered what the stars were made of. Her entire life, she would look up at the sky in the night, and she would see all of those bright jewels blinking at her from high above, and wish that somebody could give her a good answer. She had asked everybody she knew, her parents, her teachers, but nobody told her what the stars were really made of. Nothing that seemed right, at least to Katie. Katie lived in the city, but every summer she would go and visit her grandmother on her grandma's farm, and her grandmother lived far away from even the smallest town, so at night the sky was really black, and the stars, well, there were millions of them. Katie would put on her pajamas and wait for the sun to go down. Then she would walk through the house, turning off the lights in every room. Click, 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 click. Then she would walk out and stand on the front porch in her bare feet, looking up at the sky, listening to the sounds of the night, and wishing that she knew. One night, Katie stood outside and a wind, a cool summer breeze, came around the corner of the house. It came from down through the tree branches. It came maybe from the stars themselves. And it filled her with such curiosity that she thought if she did not find out what the stars were made of that very night, she would never sleep again. She would never be satisfied. She would never be happy. And so Katie stepped off the porch. She walked out barefoot on the cool grass that was damp already with the night dew. And she walked through the yard. She walked past her grandmother's vegetable garden, and suddenly the cabbages started rustling. She was almost afraid, but then two furry brown ears popped up over the tops of the cabbages. It was a rabbit. "Oh, good evening, rabbit," she said. "Good evening, Katie," said the rabbit. "Rabbit," she said, "maybe you can tell me. Do you know what the stars are made of?" "Oh, no, no, no," said the rabbit. "I don't know. I'm just a rabbit." "Well," Katie said, "I'm going to find out tonight, and I'll tell you when I do. Goodbye." She walked on through the yard until she was standing in the clearing underneath the big, creaking oak tree. It swayed back and forth slowly in the wind. "Good evening, oak tree," she said. "Good evening, Katie," said the tree. "Oak tree, you're very tall, almost as tall as the sky. Tell me, do you know what the stars are made of?" "No, no, not me," said the tree. "I'm not quite that tall, Katie." "Well, I'm going to find out tonight," she said. "I'll tell you when I do. Goodbye." She walked on and on until she came to the edge of the field where there were rows and rows of green soybeans divided by rows and rows of dark brown earth. And then she knew who she should ask. In the middle of the field was a beautiful silvery pond. There were always star reflections in the water on nights like this. Maybe the pond would know. So she ran through the field, running in between those long green rows. She ducked underneath the branches of the trees around the pond, and sure enough, the stars' reflections glittered and danced in the water. "Good evening," said Katie. "Good evening, Katie," came the pond's voice. It rippled and it rolled. It echoed all around her. "Pond," she said, "tell me, do you know what the stars are made of?" The pond laughed then. It rippled and rolled, and the water splashed at her toes. "Why don't you ask them yourself?" said the pond. "They're right here swimming in my water." "What?" she said. "But that's just the reflection." "No, no," said the pond. "On nights like this, the stars line up in the heavens, and they come diving down into the water below to swim. Would you like to swim with the stars?" Of course, Katie didn't want anything more than to swim with the stars, so she rolled her pajama pants up over her knees, and she stepped into the lake. The littlest ones came first, like tadpoles swimming up, investigating, bumping up into her toes, and they tickled. She walked deeper, up to her ankles, up to her calves, up to her knees, so she had to pull her pajama pants up high, and the stars came thicker and thicker, schools of stars, until they were all clustered around her so closely it looked like she was standing in a reflection of the moon. And every one of them bumped against her, it nuzzled her, they twinkled and they tickled, and suddenly, Katie knew. "I know it," she said. "The stars are made of love." "They must be," she thought, "because this is exactly the same feeling that I get when my grandma gives me a hug and a kiss goodnight." Oh, no. Grandma, I didn't tell her where I was going. Katie said, goodbye, stars, goodbye, pond. And she splashed her way out of the water. She ducked under the tree. She ran back across the field between those long green rows of soybeans. She ran right past the oak tree until it stopped her, calling out, Katie, Katie, did you find out what they're made of? Oh, I did. I did, oak tree, and they're made of love. She ran on. She ran right past the vegetable patch, but two little brown ears popped up. Katie, 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 tell me, did you find out what they're made of? Oh, I did, rabbit, said Katie. You'll never guess. The stars are made of love. She ran until she got back to the house, and there was her grandmother standing on the front steps with her arms crossed over her chest. Catherine, she said, just where have you been, young lady? Oh, Grandma, I'm so sorry, she said. But I found the stars. I swam with the stars, and Grandma, I found out that they're made of love. Well, that's very nice. Now, I think it's time that you got yourself to bed. And so, in a few moments, Katie found herself tucked into her bed. Her grandma came in and turned off the light. Click. She gave her a kiss and a hug. And high up in the heavens, the stars twinkled at her.